About 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock Friday morning. It's a small world heat advisory from 1 until 8 this afternoon, this evening. On the phone with us this morning, State Representative Jim Kelly. And how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing just great on, a day, another day of a heat advisory.
Yeah, it's going to be hot from now on, I think.
Good. Yeah, it looks like it's here to stay for a while.
Yeah, what can you guys in the legislature do about that?
They're sure.
I'm suggesting maybe pass a law against heat waves.
Yeah, or put a dome over the state or something.
Yeah, they did that on the Simpsons, and we saw how well that worked out.
Yeah, that's true.
So how are you spending the time now here in the off time?
Well, you know, with there's several things that in the off time you end up, working on issues that different constituents from individuals to businesses may have. And I've spent, I've been back to Topeka once for a bill signing on the big mega housing bill that we had right at the end of the session. And then just life returns a little bit to normal during the off season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our lawmakers deserve a big bipartisan round of applause for bringing that Panasonic plant to DeSoto. You have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that is a big win for the state of Kansas, and that one really did take a bipartisan effort to do it from the. Of course, with the Republican legislature having the big party, it took that plus there were Republicans that didn't see it as a good deal and Democrats that necessarily didn't. But together, everyone got together and put, I think, a good package with some good safeguards in it to ensure the jobs for Kansas and a massive win for sure for the whole state to attract a company with 4,000 jobs and maybe 4,000 other jobs that would come in from suppliers and plus all of the contractors that will be there to build this. So that's probably goes along with you look at last year the big win that Montgomery County had with Bartlett Grain, which looks like it's, was about a $375 million win, which was the second largest industry locating in the state last year, to take one that's 10 times that, over 10 times that, is quite a win. I mean, you wish that we had the people and the infrastructure to have something like that here in Southeast Kansas. Unfortunately, we don't. But I think there will be bleed-offs on Panasonic, just like there will be. There'll be some different things that show up in Montgomery County because of the Bartlett location here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal for Kansas because we had never really attracted anything like that before, and it did take a good bipartisan effort to make it happen.
Yeah, I like sharing stories like that where everybody can just take a deep bow and know that your constituents on both sides of the aisle appreciate what's being done. I mean, 4,000 new jobs, another 4,000 satellite jobs, that's certainly nothing to sneeze at.
No, it isn't. And I really do think that with, that location coming to Kansas, it really does show that I think that a large company with a huge investment picked Kansas I think that will make some other companies out looking, cause them to take a look at Kansas, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, our state needs that.
Right. And you mentioned infrastructure. There's a lot going on here in Montgomery County. There'll be new housing, there'll be new developments and everything, and might not be too much longer before it becomes a more attractive target for incoming industry, wouldn't you say?
I would agree. I think that we're going to have end up with, 2 weeks ago, Senator Moran was in Cherryville to announce, you know, a $27 million grant to Watco Railroad to upgrade their tracks in Montgomery County and over into the Wilson County area. One of those upgrades will go into Coffeyville to connect with the Union Pacific, but that upgrade, Watco has about $14 million, I think, of their own money that will go into that, maybe a little bit more, because they talked about up to $40 million invested in track upgrades, and that opens up some huge possibilities for Montgomery County with that type of rail service being able to connect with basically East Coast, West Coast, Mexico, and all. And then Bartlett, I think, will have some other kind of companies that maybe work with them or have similar type of operations that could look at locating here, especially with those track upgrades. I think looking out long range, the Panasonic one for Kansas, you look out long range big. I think the Bartlett location here looking out long range big and big for the tax base of Montgomery County, because the Bartlett one about doubled what the current tax base is, and some of the other things that could happen, I think, will even, you know, make a bigger impact when you add them all together. So I agree with you. I think looking long range for Montgomery County, it's going to lead to a lot of things that we've been trying to get started for a number of years.
Isn't it nice when you can say that everything finally does seem to be moving in the right direction?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, another kind of neat thing, you know, in the same time frame as the Panasonic, Kansas University, their cancer center received a national comprehensive designation. There's only 52 of those in the country. So you look at that, and that's, you know, that's about one per state, but Kansas didn't have one. You know, goes along with MD Anderson and Sloan Kettering and all of those. So that's another big win for Kansas to have a National Comprehensive Cancer Center here. So that's kind of the gold standard. So you look at all these things going together, plus the big housing bill that the legislature passed right in the last week that puts up around $40 million a year or so into mainly rural housing, which will have a could have a nice impact on us, because I know that the cities in Montgomery County are looking how to utilize that. So it is nice to take a look and say, you know, even though we're in a recession or headed towards one, which hopefully it'll be turned around, but even with that situation, things look much brighter here in Montgomery County.
Okay, and now that we've got everybody's attention, Representative Kelly, before we wrap up, anything else you want to touch on?
No, I mean, you know, other than I'm not running again this year, so...
Looking forward to that time off, are you? Looking forward to just relaxing and being a grandpa, or...
No grandkids.
Well, it's not too late to start, is it?
Well, I don't know. I have to talk to my daughter about that.
Yeah, tell her to get busy.
But you know, I will stay busy. I've always stayed busy with volunteering or whatever. So I will do that. But I mean, it's been a terrific 12 years, and that I've had the opportunity and the honor of serving Montgomery County in Topeka. And so as I wind down the years, I will miss going there. I'll miss serving Montgomery County, but I'll remain here in Montgomery County and will stay involved. So I just want to thank everyone that over these 12 years has allowed me to serve in Topeka and represent the county that I love.
Well, swing on by the station sometime so we can shake hands and meet eye to eye. I've enjoyed talking to you.
I will do that. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend with a lot of it spent indoors.
Most of it spent indoors, sir. Thank you so much. State Representative Jim Kelly here with us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.